Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful moment, Lord. As we come into Thy presence, Heavenly Father, as New Jerusalem Church, we submit ourselves at Thy feet, Father. You're King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We never existed before You formed us in our mother's womb. And before You formed us, You knew us. And Father, before even we were conceived in our mother's womb, You named us and called us and separated us and sanctified us and purified us and has transformed us and has planned everything for our eternity, for ourselves and our families and our loved ones. And as we come into Thy presence, Heavenly Father, as Thy Spirit within us joins with us and confirms and witnesses, me shall represent be captare me stolorfos and delibi. That we are the sons and daughters of Almighty God. We praise You and we glorify You and we exalt You, Lord. Now as we ascend into Thy presence, Father, hallelujah, the throne of grace, Father, covered by the two cherubims, Father. We pray, Lord, that You would speak to us from between the cherubims. This will not be the voice of man, but the voice of Almighty God. And You would speak to us. Even as the sun rises up and defeats the darkness in the morning, even so rise up in our lives and speak to us and grant that this word may be anointed and will build Thy church, New Jerusalem, all over the world, Father. We come against the powers of darkness in USA and all over the world and all over the universe, and we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ, at whose name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The topic of today's message is, a true son wants to be like his father. And a true father wants his son to be like him. Today, we have many religions in this world. What is the difference between all these religions and Christianity? Let's take, for example, Islam. The founder of Islam, Muhammad, said in his life that he doesn't have a clue what the future holds. He doesn't know what the plan of God is. He was confused, and when he was getting the Quran from the supposedly person that impersonated himself as Gabriel, he was full of fear. And there is a record that the person who imitated himself as an angel actually pulled his hair and made him fall to the floor and slapped him, and he was terrified and so afraid and at times wanted to commit suicide. So Islam came out of fear, and that angel is not Gabriel, but Lucifer, a fallen angel who is opposed to everything that is from God and impersonated himself so he can start a new religion that was not the will of God, the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. So Islam was formed out of confusion and fear and a desire to commit suicide. Now we also know about Hinduism. We won't go into many religions, but in Hinduism, they worship millions of gods. And so one day, our pastor talked to some Hindus and they said, "Prove to us, Pastor, that Jesus Christ is the only way and the truth and the life and the only true God." And the pastor said, pastor of New Jerusalem said, "That's very simple. Let me ask you a question. How many of you are fathers?" And almost every one of them were fathers. And they said they were also Hindus. And they worship millions of gods. So he said, "Okay, you as a father, if your son is walking on the street and someone passes by and he calls him daddy. What would you say? And they said, one of them said, oh, pastor, I know what I would say. I would tell him, hey, son, that's not your daddy. I am your daddy. And pastor said, exactly. He said, the millions of gods that you worship say, he is your daddy, John is your daddy, Charles is your daddy, Andrew is your daddy. You know, Murga and Lakshmi and Allah is your daddy, everybody is your daddy. But Jesus Christ said, no, not everyone is your daddy. I know who the true Father is. I am the way, the truth, the only life, and no one cometh to the Father but by me. I will introduce you to the true Father, and God is one, and there is only one Father through whom all of you were created. So the pastor said, a person who is the true Father will tell everyone, I am your Father, not him. And then they were spellbound, and they almost fell at his feet and said, you are God. And he said, nope, I am not God. I am just a pastor. I am just a servant of Almighty God. Don't worship me. Worship the true and living God. And they told us that no one had spoken to us before like this pastor of New Jerusalem Church. And it was crystal clear to them that Jesus Christ is the only true Almighty God, the true Son of God, Jesus Christ. Yes, a true son will want to be like his father. A true father will want to be like his son. And the father will tell his son, I am your father. And the son will look up to his father when he's a baby. And he will say, Dada. And he knows who his father is. If someone comes to, a stranger comes to carry that baby will scream and cry. And the father will run and say, okay, my child, let me put you on my shoulder. And fathers are known to carry their babies and rock them to sleep when they are young. And we know that we are fathers. So a child, when the child becomes a toddler, it sees its father's size 11 shoes and puts its feet into those size 11 shoes and tries walking around in its father's shoes. Even when the child is a toddler, it wants to be like its father. And the father looks at the child and he's so excited that as a baby, as a toddler, the child wants to be like his father. God created man in his own image. Out of the clay, and he breathed his life into it because he is God. He could have created millions, but he created one, a man. And out of his ribs, he created a woman. And the man was in the image of God and looked like God, walked like God. He was a son of God next to Jesus Christ. And God talked to him, and he called God his father. Where is the proof in the Bible? If we go to the book of Luke, the genealogy of man, you don't have to worry about how man came from, where he came from, who is he, because it goes back to Jesus Christ according to the flesh, the son of Joseph, but literally he was the son of Almighty God. And it goes back to Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. So the Bible itself tells us clearly in the book of Luke that Adam was the son of God. He came from God. That's where we came from. We came from God. God is our father. I have been in dreams where I've been in heaven and I saw God the Father and Jesus Christ. And immediately I recognized him as, this is my daddy. This is my true father. This is my heavenly father. Hallelujah. My star prabostanda frasandili bida solar kam frabasai. Losa framasildiri bi kampri and so. And my shelda fran solo samfri bidi sepiar compta safra medesai. When the sun rises up in the early morning sky, no one has to tell us that is the Son. Even so, no one has to tell us who is God the Father. We know Him. We talk to Him. We have seen Him. We have conversed Him. He walks among us. He lives among us. There is no confusion about the past, present, or future because we came from the Father. We are going to the Father. We are living with the Father. And we will be transformed once again into the glorious image of the Father by the blood of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And when the trumpet sounds and Jesus descends with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and live unto the coming of the Lord shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And Jesus Christ will be our elder brother, and we will be sons of God. And that's why the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, the Lord sent His Son Jesus Christ to bring His children back. The children, after the fall in the Garden of Eden, forgot who their father was, because a cloud came between the children of God and God the Father, and that cloud is called sin. And Jesus shed His blood on the cross of Calvary and removed that cloud that was a barrier between God and His children. And now, through the power of the Holy Ghost, God comes to live with us and in us and around us, and has made His tabernacle with us, as in the book of Revelation it says, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will be with them, and He will be their God, and they shall be His people, and He will be their Father." And instead of the cloud of sin, a cloud that took Jesus into the right hand of God, the same cloud is going to multiply and going to take the children of God and the church of the living God, New Jerusalem, back to God's throne, where we came from. We came from the Father, from the throne of God. We are going back to the Father, around the throne of God. And the great and glorious day will come when people from all nations and multitudes and tongues who form the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem Church, and the Bride of Christ will worship God around His throne. Why do we keep using the word New Jerusalem Church? If you read in the book of Revelation, John said, "I saw the Bride come down from heaven, the heavenly Jerusalem, and the street of the city was made of gold, transparent as glass." The city, the heavenly Jerusalem, was complete gold, transparent as glass. And it talks about other jewels and pearls in the gates, and the 12 foundations made of the 12 recognized apostles of the Lamb. But when John asked, "What is this?" and the angel said, "This is the Bride of the Son of God." The Church of the Living God is an organized structure, but the name of the church is not Presbyterian, it's not Baptist, it is not Pentecostal, it is not charismatic. The name of the Bride of Christ in New Jerusalem is the Heavenly Jerusalem, the New Jerusalem. "And I saw New Jerusalem come down from God." It is in the book of Revelation. We didn't make it up. You can read Revelation 20-22, and it says the name of the Bride is New Jerusalem. That is why we say New Jerusalem, the Church of the Living God. And we are all going to be transformed and be gathered around the throne of God. So the main objective of God the Father now, God the Father's objective is not to make us trillionaires or billionaires or just be focused on the things of this life, but God's ultimate objective is that we will become like His Son Jesus Christ, who is the express image of the Father. So God has a standard, that is His Son Jesus Christ, and He wants us to become like Jesus Christ. And that is why the book of Romans 8 chapter tells us, "Those whom He called, He predestinated them to be confirmed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren." God sent His Son to ask His children to be reconciled to their true Father. Children were confused. They didn't know who their daddy was. So the Son of God came and brought them back to the Father. And that is why in the book of John, first chapter, it says, those who believed Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God gave them authority to be called the sons of God. That is why when we preach, we don't have to jump up and down and bang the devil with the Bible. We just stand there and preach, and the devil understands that we are the children of God. In Matthew 14, verse 28 and 29, we see the characteristic of a son of God in Apostle Peter. Peter saw Jesus walking on the water. He said, if the Father can make Jesus walk on the water, and I am also a son of God, Jesus, can you command that I also walk? And he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Peter wanted to imitate the Father, like the little toddler that put his dad's shoes, size 11, and walked on it, walked with it. Even so, Peter wanted to be like God the Father. If the Father, Son of God, Jesus Christ, could walk on the water, then I can also walk. And therefore, Matthew 14, 28, 29, and Peter answered him and said, Lord Jesus, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And Jesus said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. So Peter walked on the water. So who are we? We are the sons and daughters of Almighty God. Now Jesus, when he saw his God's children getting excited, he said, well, this is just the beginning. In John 14, 12, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Jesus walked on the water. Peter walked on the water. But Jesus said, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Can you imagine Jesus Christ is saying, what I did as the Son of God when I was on planet Earth. I came with a mission to give my life for sin and rose from the dead, and I'm now at the right hand of God the Father. And because I'm at the right hand of God the Father, my church, my children, my sons are going to do greater things than what I did when I was walking on this world for about 33 years. And in 1 John 3rd chapter verses 2 and 3, the Bible says, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when Jesus Christ shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that had this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. A child, a toddler, wants to be like his daddy. Even so, as we behold Jesus, every time we come to worship Jesus, the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem Church, our desire is to become like Jesus. Our desire is to be like Jesus. And for that, we compare our lives with Jesus Christ and purify ourselves by his precious blood. In the book of Revelation, the Bible says, and here is the bride, the Church of the Living God. She has purified herself. She has washed herself by the blood of the Lamb. And that is exactly what is happening now. We're getting purified so that one day we will be like Jesus. Colossians 3 verses 1 to 4 says, if you then be risen with Christ, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. What does this mean? We need to look at how chickens get hatched out of an egg. So the mama hen, which stands for the Church of the Living God, has her wings around all the eggs. Somebody saying, oh, they're just eggs. What are you doing sitting on those rocks? Oh, no, they are rocks, but they are eggs. And then after a certain time, suddenly the eggs hatch. And out of the eggs come children, chicken, looking exactly like their mama and daddy. And that's what it means in Colossians 3:1-4. Stay in the heat of the church of the living God. Stay in the presence of God. Stay under the tabernacle of God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when the time comes, our outward body, which is the flesh, which is like the shell of the egg, will crack. And out of it will come the chicken, the butterfly, that will fly away into the right hand of the throne of God. Because Jesus said, he that overcometh shall be seated with me on my throne, even as I have overcome and have seated with my Father on his throne. And the word of God says, whatsoever is born of God will overcome the world. It doesn't matter if the whole world comes at us. It doesn't matter if all the demons in this universe come at us. We will overcome. We will crush them. We will grind the mountains to powder. All the rivers will open up unto us, and nothing can stop us. Nor flame, nor fire, nor the fiery furnace, nor water, nor demons. Nothing can come against us, because we are children of Almighty God. When we move forward, the universe will fall backward until we reach the throne of Almighty God and are seated at the right hand of Jesus Christ as sons and daughters of Almighty God. And when we come back with Jesus Christ to reign over this earth for 1,000 years, and then forever and ever, people will look at us and they will say, well, everybody looks like Jesus, so who is the real Jesus? And Jesus will say, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and these are my brothers and sisters. Welcome to the kingdom of God, the heavenly Jerusalem that has come down. And after that will be the white throne judgment, and the new heaven, and the new earth. After all those who have rejected Christ are sadly cast into the lake of fire. And the children of God who served God faithfully and remained in the church of the living God will be with Christ forever. And now our duty as the church of the living God is to take the lost out of the fire, which is why we record all these messages and put them on social media and on the internet, because it is our desire. As Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. My Father which gave them to me is greater than all, and no one can pluck them out of my Father's hand. Jesus Christ said, at the end of the church age, when the church age approaches the end, all the tares, the husk of the wheat, the stuff that gets blown in the wind, will all be gathered together. And you can see the whole world gathering together. And the children of God are getting separated. Very soon there's going to be a great revival in USA and all over the world, that from the rising of the sun, even down to the going down thereof, God's name will be great among the Gentiles. The gates of iron in Russia will break. The gates of brass in the Middle East will be ground to powder. The walls of iron in China will crumble down. Jesus Christ will be exalted all over the earth, and there will be a great revival, because Jesus said, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and the bars of iron in sunder. And I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, that call thee by thy name, art the God of Israel. And the church will make a loud noise, and the breaker will go before us and break the gates, because nothing can stand before the power of God. And many prophets in the Old Testament and New Testament have predicted the great awakening, the great revival that is going to come to USA and all over the world at the right time. As it says in the book of Joel, the great mighty army will tread upon the face of the earth. Jesus Christ said, I have come to bind the brokenhearted, heal the sick. And then he stopped and put the book down. The rest of the sentence, the prophecy is about to be fulfilled. The church of God, through the church of God will come a great revival. Through the church of God will come a great judgment. The power of God will be revealed. God said, I need only one person to manifest my power all over the world. Now he's got one body. And therefore, he nourishes and cherishes his body, the church. He is in his church. And soon, his voice is going to sound from New York to San Antonio, from Ghana, Africa, to the ends of the earth. And when the lion roars, the universe will shut up. May God get the glory. And then the voice of the children of God praising him will be heard. Hark! Glad shouts of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly, and the right hand of the Lord is exalted. From many colors and from many nationalities and many tongues all over the world, the church of the living God will praise him in unity and in unison. And when the sheep are all gathered, the sons of God that were destined to be transformed into the image of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, are gathered together as a church of the living God. When the number is complete, the trumpet shall sound and we shall be caught up. The dead shall be raised incorruptible who slept in Jesus, the church of the living God. And we shall be caught up to be with Jesus as his bride. May the Lord bless his words and strengthen us and empower us. Because that day is coming soon. No demon, no Lucifer, nobody. No demons or rats can stop it. We will overcome. We will triumph. We will crush the enemy. All the powers of darkness will be under our feet. Because the Bible says, thanks be to God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh the manifest the savor of his knowledge by every place. In Jesus Christ, we have the victory. We have the victory in our job. We have the victory in our finance. We have the victory in our healing. We have the victory in our family. We have the victory in this life on earth. And we have victory in Jesus Christ for all eternity. Because we are the true sons and daughters of Almighty God. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us.